As summer approaches, European holidaymakers face potential disruptions to their plans as scorching temperatures and water shortages grip popular tourist destinations in southern Europe. Last summer witnessed soaring temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius across much of southern Europe, with particularly severe heatwaves affecting regions of Spain and Italy. In response to the extreme weather, Akasol, a water utility company in western Costa del Sol, Spain, has proposed measures to restrict residents' access to water for filling and replenishing private swimming pools. Additionally, the Junta de Andalucía, in southern Spain, has implemented a drought decree to safeguard water supplies for the production sector. With €217 million invested in water reduction measures, authorities aim to mitigate potential crises stemming from the ongoing drought conditions. Professor Peter Thorne, an expert in geography and climate change at Maynooth University, warns that last summer's heatwaves and recent temperature records are just a glimpse of future challenges. He emphasizes the need for urgent action to address the escalating climate crisis, including reducing air travel emissions, a significant contributor to environmental degradation. Thorne underscores the long-term impacts of drought on agriculture, local communities, and food prices, urging individuals to reconsider their travel habits and opt for more sustainable alternatives. Ruben Lopez Pulido, director of the Tourism Office of Spain in Dublin, acknowledges the necessity of water management measures in Spain, emphasizing the country's long-standing efforts to address environmental challenges. He stresses that the current situation is not merely a crisis but a collective effort to preserve the planet, highlighting Spain's historical resilience in managing such conditions. As concerns over climate change intensify, experts urge coordinated efforts from both governments and individuals to mitigate its adverse effects and transition towards more sustainable practices.